Today's the 200th show since we started. Big round number.
Yeah.
Next week, but Ezra Hashem will be the 201st, but probably also the last.
What?
Huh? We're probably going to discontinue the show.
What?
As the next one, I'm afraid. Don't tell Bernard, he's giving me a rough ride over here.
Any particular reason or this?
Boredom.
I just have to cut back.
Late three shows along.
Ron's giving me a rush.
Yeah.
So there was talk of maybe rescheduling or going to somebody else or changing the format or the style, but certainly in its current format, I think it will not continue. Maybe just on a temporary basis, and it will begin. It will take a year break, and we'll begin again next year. In the interim, I've been speaking to the Rav, trying to make a different arrangement. Maybe somebody else will be here, or on a rotation basis, we'll see. Mr. Shem.
It's an institution.
But what happened when your father?
Yeah, my father comes to the session. We'll see. Well, nothing's been finalised, but that's the way it does.
Not quite.
I'm going to learn it over. So today's the 200th.
200.
You've been counting. The second last as well.
The second to last.
Second to last.
Let's not talk about that.
New year. I'll call upon him.
I'm going to change, mate.
Yeah.
Pashas Kisova, I'd like to look at the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is of course the first mitzvah in this week's Sedra. The Torah writes in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Beis, V'lokachto me'reshis kol pri ho adomo, you should take for the first fruits of the land, asher tovi me'aretzecho, asher Hashem alekecho noisin loch, and as we know the process, you put it in the basket, you take it up to Yerushalayim, present it to the Kohen, and then there is the whole chiyuv to recite the vidui, to recite the whole Pasha of Bikurim.
The two. Is that the first fruit of your crop or the first fruit of every tree?
Okay, that's what we're getting in nitty gritty of Hilchos Bikurim. That's not our subject today. But what is our subject is Pasuk Beis together with Pasuk Yud Aleph. In Pasuk Beis, as you'll notice, the three words that have become bold, Asher Tovi Me'aretzecha, that you should bring from your land. Another key phrase is in Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says at the end, V'somachto b'chol ha-toiv, one you should rejoice with all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, Asher nosen l'cho Hashem l'kecho, etc., etc. From those two phrases, we learn a very important halacha. The Mishnah in Bikurim, what we need to learn is the Mishnah in Bikurim in the first parak, Mishnah Hey, and also Mishnah Vav. So let's go in reverse order by looking at number 6 on the sheets, which is Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Me'atzeres v'ad hechog, from Shavuos until Sukkos, mevi v'koyre. Not only do you bring the Bikurim, but you also recite the whole Pasha of the Bikurim as well. Min hechog v'ad Chanukah, but from Sukkos onwards until Chanukah, mevi, you still bring, but v'ene koyre, you no longer recite. So, the Mishnah is telling us two very important halachas. Number one, that the zman to bring Bikurim is from Shavuos all the way till Chanukah, but the kriya, the reciting of the Pasha, is only from Shavuos until Sukkos. In that small time between Sukkos and Chanukah, one brings Bikurim, but one does not recite. The obvious question is, where does any of this come from? There's no remez, there's no mention in the psukim as to what time of year Bikurim must be brought. So the Bat Zanura there helps us out, and he quotes a Sifri. Bat Zanura number 7 on the sheets. Min hechog v'ad Chanukah mevi v'enei kairi. Dixiv b'pashas bikurim v'somachto b'chol hatoiv. That was the bolded words on number 2 on the sheets. V'somachto b'chol hatoiv. We're told quite clearly in the Torah, there has to be a simcha when one recites the Pasha. Says the Bat Zanura, ein kriya elo bizman simcha. There's only kriya when there is simcha. And when is there simcha? Says the Bat Zanura. Me'atzeres v'ad hechog. From Shavuos until Sukkos, she'odom melakeit tvuasoi upeiroi. So that's the period of year where he's gathering in all of his fruits. V'somach v'hem, he rejoices in them. So Chazal understood And even though there are a little bit of Peiros afterwards, umehachog ve'eleich, from Sukkos onwards, afal pi shaharba Peiros nilkotim ad Chanukah, there certainly are plenty of fruits that are harvested only afterwards. If I would have thought that Simcha really extends all the way till Chanukah, no. Mikol mokoim Simchas oiso shono kva nigmaro v'chag hilkoch mevi ve'enoi koire. You bring Bikurim, but you can't recite the Pasha, because the Torah clearly dictates that in order to recite the Pasha, it has to be in the matzav of Simcha. And Chazal, Barov Chochmosam, understood that that's a specific reference to the time between Shavuos and Sukkos, because that's the main zman of Lakita Saperis.
Would somebody not do it during the 3 weeks, for instance? Because, I mean, it's a...
It's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa.
Can it be eaten before it brings the Bikurim, or can it be marketed before the...
Yes, good question. Bikurim is different to all other Matnos Kahuna. Right. Normally, Trumas, etc., until you've separated everything, it's Tevel. It cannot be eaten. But Bikurim is not Tevel. Bikurim is not Tevel. There's a Chiyuv to take Bikurim. If you don't take Bikurim, Imavatl Mitzvah Saseh, but the food is not rendered inedible. Says the Batsunara further, Umechanukah ve'eleich einay mevi klal. After Chanukah, not only do you not recite the Pasha, you don't even ring Bikurim anymore. Why? What happened magically at Chanukah? Tchsev asher tovi me'aretzacho. Again, those are the three words that we put in bold in number one. It says you've got to bring it from the land from which we dash and kol zman shemutsuyin ba'aretzacho. As long as there are fruits in the land, va'ad Chanukah hein mutsuyin. Until Chanukah, that's the time when there are fruits in the land. So what's mechayev bikurim? The fact that there are fruits in the field. What's mechayev? The kriya on bikurim, there we need the simcha. Fine, so there we have it. We now know, why is there a mitzvah of bikurim from Shavuos until Chanukah, because that's the time that you can be mekayim the words Asher Tovi Me'aretzcha. That's the zman of the year when there are fruits in the field. Why do we only recite up until Sukkos, not until Chanukah? Because there's no longer Simcha. Straightforward.
Is this only applied to the Shiva Minim?
Shiva Saminim is the main mitzvah of Bikurim. There is Sefer's Bikurim, Itu Bikurim, but the mitzvah Bikurim is on Shiva Saminim.
Do you bring Bikurim from collectively or as each fruit ripens?
Oh, that's what we asked. Okay, that's really nitty gritty of Hilchos Bikurim. It's supposed to be the first fruits, where you have to bring from all the Minim, how much? We know the Mishnah says, Eidu Dvorim She'enohem She'a Pe'eva Bikurim. Okay. What I want to focus on is, in light of what we've just said, that there is a specific time of year in which you can be Mekayim Bikurim, namely from Shavuos until Chanukah. There's also a specific time in which you can be Mekayim the Kriya of Bikurim, namely from Shavuos until Sukkos. We all, L'chayra, would have had a straightforward answer to the following question. If we would ask the question, are women Mechayiv in the mitzvah of Bikurim? We would have said, L'chayra, this is an absolutely classic mitzvah saseh shehazman geromo. And as we know, we are very familiar with the Mishnah in Kiddushin number 8 on the sheets, choftes amad aleph, a chol mitzvah saseh shehazman geromo anoshim chayovim v'noshim peturais. All mitzvahs which are time governed, men are mechuyev, women are exempt. V'chol mitzvah saseh sheloi hazman geromo. If however the mitzvah is not governed by time, Echod anoshim, ve'echod noshim chayovim. So we know, shofar, sukkah, lulav, women are exempt.
Yeah, they're not chayav because after Chanukah they're not matsui. If they would be matsui,
okay, slowly. So mitzvah, shofar, matz is an exception, etc., etc. These are all mitzvahs aseh shazman groma. There is no chiyav whatsoever for women to be mekayim. We do know that nowadays the minhag has become that noshim are mekayim a lot of these mitzvahs. The machlokes rishonim even say some of them that they can even make a bracha. Asher kibishonu b'mitzvah yisavet zivonus, which is what they do, which when you think about it is an amazing thing. A woman is standing up and she's saying, Asher kibishonu b'mitzvah yisavet zivonu al natid las lulav. She's not zivonu, she's not commanded at all, she's exempted. So the Rishonim discuss that. But me'ikah hadin, a woman, as far as the Torah is concerned, does not have to hear shofar or shake lulav or eat in the sukkah. She does, however, have to have a mezuzah on her house. Because that's a mitzvah se'eshalei as man grama. That's a principle that we're very familiar with. I think we've discussed it a number of times.
The Torah doesn't give us clear timelines for this mitzvah.
Oh, rega, yeah. Okay. We look in the Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, number 4 on the sheets. And there we see, it says, Ho apotropos v'hashliach v'ho'eved v'ho isha, and the woman, the tumtum v'hadroganus mevi'in, they do bring Bikurim. V'lei kairin, they don't recite. Why not? She'inon yecholin loima asher nosato li Hashem. She cannot possibly proclaim that these are the fruits from the land that you gave me. She can't say those words. Why not? It says about Tanura number 5 on the sheet. She'ein yecholin lema asher nosato li shalein ischalka ha'aretz lenekeves. Women never got a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They cannot say that the land was given to them. That was the Yerusha from their father. Women were never zeicha to a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They cannot therefore announce, this is the fruit from the land that you gave me. So what do you see in this Mishnah? Number one, we see that women are mukhayev in Bikurim. And number two, we see that essentially, they would be mukhayev to recite the parasha as well. It's just based on a technicality that they can't actually say it. Because they can hardly say, the land that you gave me, when they didn't get the land. But the Mishnah does not say that they're exempt fundamentally because of the Ptor's mangroma, and that the whole mitzvah has no shaykhus to them. Not at all. They're absolutely mechuyev in Bikurim, and me'ika hadin, they would have also been mechuyev to recite the parsha of the Bikurim. On a technicality, they can't actually befoyal say the words, so we exempt them. Frek the Shagas Aryeh in the Turi Even. Why? What happened to the principle of mitzvah saseh shazman groma? After all, that's Mishnah Hey, and the very Mishnah after is a Mishnah Bob. It says clearly, you can't be Makayim Bikurim whenever you like. You can't be Makayim Kriya whenever you like. There are specific times of the year. Why isn't that a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? So the Turi Even, it's not there, it's in Megillah Daf Chof on a base, is mechadish for us a famous principle, a big yesoid in mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and this is what I'd like to discuss a little bit this morning. And we're going to see that, let's try and work out whether firstly everybody agrees to this chiddush or not, and secondly we'll see that those who did adapted it to many, many areas. Halacha lemaisa. Mamash halacha lemaisa, the yesod of the Shagas Aryeh. Let's have a look, number 15 on the sheets. Turi Evan Megillah Chof Omeiz V'amai Isha V'Eved Meivien. Why did they bring Bikurim? Ho havalei mitzvah zasei shazman gromo. Says the Shagas Aryeh. No. Deloi mikri mitzvah zasei shazman gromo. It cannot possibly be considered. Any mitzvah cannot be considered zman groma. Ela mitzvah she'enu neig b'chol zman. Only a mitzvah which does not exist forever. Mitzad atzmoi. K'mitzvah she'yesh yomim miyuchodim l'mitzvoson. There are some mitzvahs which have specific days where the Torah says, those are the days you are chayev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, shake lulav today. Yud Zayin Elul. He didn't. He said, rather do it on Tesvav Tishri. Why? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's where there's a limited time. Mitzad Atzmai. No external factors other than the Torah gave me a calendar date when you're mechuyev to do lulav. That's his one grammar. Avol, I'm reading the bold section. Hod min chaneke ve'eilech einei zman havol. The fact that you don't bring Bikurim after Chanukah, einai mitzad atzmon shel hayomim, is nothing to do with the calendar date specifically, shegoyrmin, that those days post Chanukah, they somehow cause she'einon b'nei hava. You cannot now bring Bikurim, no! Elo dovor acher goyrim lahem. It's an external factor that does not allow me to bring Bikurim after Chanukah. Namely, שאין מצוין על פני הסודה ולא יפויטרו נקוסו מנעבור מצד עצמון אלא פני דובר אחר. סזה שגס אריה, ואילו היו מצוין עויד על פני הסודה, היו היום עם בני הבו. If לא יצוי one year, a bas coil would come in השמיים, מוירי ורבויסי, there's going to be a nace this year in Ramat Bet Shemesh, all the peiros are going to be מצוי על פני הסודה until Pesach. We bring Bikurim till Pesach. There's nothing specific about the calendar dates following Hanukkah that precludes me from bringing Bikurim. It's not the Zman that exempts me, what is it? It's the situation. It's the Metzius of having fruits in the field. Now, when are there fruits in the field? Happens to be until Hanukkah. After Hanukkah, there are no fruits in the field. But if I would meet you the day after Hanukkah, and I would ask you, and I'd say, Rav Moshe, why are we not bringing Bikurim today? You would not say to me, I hope, because it's after Hanukkah. You'd say, because there's no fruits in the field. What's Mechayev Bikurim? No Zman. It's a Matzav. It's the fact that I have fruits in the field that is Mechayev Bikurim. Says the Shagasari, when you think about it, exactly the same with the Kriya. For Hochanami, says the Turi Evan Vaita, Hod Min HaChag, the fact that after Sukkot Eino Zman Kriya, we don't recite anymore, Eino Mitzad Atzmon Shel Yomim, has nothing to do with a calendar date. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah anything about a calendar date. Dover Ache Gerim Lohen. What is it? He brings that drosh of a Somachto. So the last line of the Turi Evan says, V'ilu Hoya, Zman Ktsira Velakita Acha Hachog, Nami Homaya Yomim Mitzad Atzmon B'nei Kriya Hilkoch Lav Mitzvah Sasisha Zman Gromozu. We need there to be a Zman Ketzira, because that generates Simcha. When is that? Up until Sukkot. So again, if I meet you the day after Sukkot, and I ask you, why are you not reciting the Parsha of Bikurim? You wouldn't tell me because the calendar date today is post-Sukkot. You'd say, because the Torah demands the Somachto, and now there is no Simcha. Just to bring this home, I want to give you a moshel. It's not my moshel. It's the moshel of Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Hagos, the Shulchan Aruch. We'll soon see why he said it. Very good. That's exactly what Hagos Chochma Shlomo is talking about it. Reb Shlomo Kluger says, imagine you'd have a fruit which becomes ripe on a very specific day every year. Imagine such a matzias. You go into the fruit store, and he tells you there's a very rare fruit. Every year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's when it becomes ripe. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you will not be able to get hold of this fruit. But Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's when this fruit hits the market. Says the Chochma Shleimai, are you going to tell me now that the brocha that you have to make on this fruit, Shehechiyonu, women are exempt? It's Mangrom. Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma, it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan that allows me to make the bracha, not before. Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, of course he wouldn't suggest such a thing. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh Sivan has nothing to do with the bracha of Shechiyonu. If you ask anybody, why did you make a bracha of Shechiyonu today? What would he tell you? Oh, today's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Really? What, is the halacha you have to say Shechiyonu and Rosh Chodesh Sivan? No. Because now the fruit just became available. Oh. So what was Mechayev the Bracha? The situation of having the new fruit, which happens in turn to be dependent on Zman. But it's not the Zman that's Mechayev the Bracha at all. When you wake up in the morning, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you don't look at your calendar and say, oh, Meira Rabbeisai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's it, Bracha Shechiyonu. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is not Mechayev Shechiyonu. The new fruit is Mechayev Shechiyonu, and that happens to exist only in Rosh Chodesh Sivan.
But you see, afterwards, you get
until
next week, you still say Shechiyonu.
So in that time, just like Lulav is also 4 7 days, it could be a tkufa, but it's a specific tkufa. Nonetheless, says the Agos Chochma Shleimoi, nobody in their right mind will suggest that women should be exempt from the brach of Shechiyonu because the fruit only came ripe at a specific time. It's not the Zman that's Goyrim the Chiyuv. It's a situation which is Goyrim the Chiyuv, albeit that that situation is in turn Toila on Zman. But that situation is what's Mechayev the Mitzvah, not the Zman. says the Shagas Ari, exactly the same with Bikurim. There is no calendar date mentioned in the year. There's a drosha that Simcha is Machayev Krich, that Peiros Basada is Machayev Havoas Bikurim. Now, do you want to know when that is? So look it up, go into the Sefri, and Chazal tell us exactly what time of year that is. But it's not the time of year that's Machayev Bikurim, neither is it the time of year that's Machayev the Kriya. It's the very fact that I have Simcha, or it's the very fact that I have Peiros in the field, that is the Machayev of Bikurim. And if for some weird and wonderful reason, one year the whole system would go berserk, and you'd have Simcha in the middle of Tammuz, and you'd have Peiros Basada in the middle of Iyar, then so be it, Bikurim would move. It's not the specific calendar dates of the year that's Machayev the Bracha. That is the big yesoid of the Shagas Ari. Now, as you mentioned, we discussed this 3 years ago, almost 3.5 years ago, when we were once talking about Kiddush Lavana. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we know, number 13 on the sheets, Haroya Lavana Bechidusha, somebody sees the new moon, Asher, Mevarech Asher, B'mamore, Baruch Chokim, etc., etc., you have to make a bracha. Medina de Gemara, Mafurash de Gemara and Sanhedrin, when you see the new moon, you have to make a bracha. When is that, by the way? Beginning of the month, Machlekes, 3 days, 17 days, say that, we Paskin, till halfway into the month you can make a bracha. Says the Mogen Avraham, number 14 on the sheet, Noshim Peturois, the mitzvah sasei shehazman gromahu. The Mogen Avraham, Paskins lahalocha, women don't do Kiddush Levana. It's man gromah. Can't do Kiddush Levana whenever you like. It's a very specific time, the first half of every month.
There's also only a nap, not during the day.
En Chanami, says the Hagoas Chochma Shleima, he says, I don't understand. And he's Chaylik Ladin on the Mogen Avraham. And this is where he brings his Moshel of the Shechiyonu fruit, and he says, Meirav Rabbeisai, does it say anywhere in the Gemara or the Shulchan Aruch that you have to say Kiddush Levana at the beginning of the month? It doesn't say that. Haroye Levono Bechidusho. When there is a situation of a new moon. Now it's true. It happens to be that situation comes about at specific times. But it's not that zman that's Machayev the Mitzvah. When I step outside and Dalad, Hey, Zion, whatever of the month, and I ask you, what are you doing? Kiddush Levana. Why now? The answer is not now, because it's the first week of the month. That's not the answer. The answer is because there's a new moon. That new moon is Machayev the Mitzvah. What happens if one year the moon would disappear in the middle of the month? Nes, Tezvov b'chodesh, the moon is gone, and Chof Gimel b'chodesh, the moon suddenly reappears. You ask all the astronomers in the world, they can't work it out. But that's what happens. What would be that month? You say Kiddush Levana, Chof Gimel b'chodesh, Pashut. Why? Because Haroya Levana b'chidusha mevarech. There is no halacha that you have to say Kiddush Levana during the first half of the month. The halacha is the situation of the new moon is Machayev Kiddush Levana. That happens to be at the beginning of the month, but it's not the zman that's Machayev the Mitzvah.
Would that reappearance have to be in the first phase of its, in its waning phase?
It's in a chami. So now we have to define what does it mean a new moon. Like you're saying, going up, going down, the new phase, the early phase, fine, that's the shayla of definition. It's not a shayla of zman. Yeah. It's not a shayla of zman. Another place. We know the halacha, number 11 on the sheets, Shulchan Aruch, Yerchaim, Sun Reish Chof Vov, Hayotzei Bimei Nisan. If somebody were to go out in the May Nisan, V'ro'o Ilonois Shemoitzien Perach. You see the trees beginning to blossom. Oime, he says a whole bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Shelo Yechisei Bo Olam Hayklum, etc., etc. But, Ve'einu Mevarech Ela Pam Achas V'chol Shana B'Shana, you can only make this bracha once a year. If you missed it, you missed it. So here we have, Shaila, Halacha L'maisa. Do women have to say this bracha as well? Birkas Ha'ilonois. L'fum Ri'ata, we'd say, of course they're exempt. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. Can only do it during Nisan, you can't do it whenever you like. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Franken Shutz Har Tzvi, number 16 on the sheets. He quotes the Turi Even and the Chiddush of the Turi Even, and then he concludes, and we put this in bold, he says, so too, Yoimei Nisan, the fact that we make a bracha only during the maize of Nisan, Ein Hakpeda Al Shem Chiddush Nisan. There's nothing magic about Nisan. It's not like matzah, which has to be on Tesvav Nisan, where there it's a calendar date that's Mechayev the matzah. No! It happens to be that during Chodesh Nisan, that's when you have the situation of Ilonos Mitzvah Perach. What's Machayev the Mitzvah? Nisan says in the calendar, oh, it's Nisan make a bracha. No! It says the new blossoms are Machayev a bracha. When is that? Happens to be B'mei Nisan. Another adaptation. These are all very similar, obviously. Kiddush Levana, Birkas Ilanos. The next obvious example is, and this was a big discussion 2 or 3 years ago, Birkas Achama. Do women have to say Birkas Achama or not? You have 25 years to work this out until the next time. Shulchan Aruch says, number 12 on the sheets in Siman Reish Chof Tes, Haroye Chama Bet Kufasa. If you see the chamo in its tkufa, which, by the way, says the Shulchan Aruch is v'hum yichof ches l'chof ches shana. That's every 28 years, and it has to be the beginning of Leil Dalet. When you see it, oyma baruch eisa bereishis. And here we have a whole big discussion: are noshim mechuyev, or are they potter from the bracha of birkas hachamo? So again, l'fum riyata, we would say, of course they're exempt. Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Gram, and you can't get more time governed than that on a Wednesday morning every 28 years. Sounds very limited. Says the Mariel Diskin. Who says? Who says they're potter? What's Machai of the Mitzvah? Every 28 years there's a Mitzvah? No. The Mitzvah is when the sun is in a particular situation. That Matzav, not that Zman, that situation is Machai of the Bracha. Now it happens to be that that comes about every 28 years. So even though it's true that that situation is inevitably dependent on Zman, but again, it's not the Zman that's Mechayev the Bracha. If some anomaly would occur, and the Chama will be B'tkufasa after 5 years, you say Birchas HaChama then as well. There's nothing Mechudish, nothing specific about the 28 year number. It's the situation of the chamo b'tkufasa, just like it's halavana b'chidusha, or the ilano is shemitzi in perach. According to the Shagas Ari's chiddush, and it's a gewaldige chiddush, we can suggest, and the Divrei Yecheskel says to Mufurosh, he doesn't quote the Shagas Ari, a pshat in a Ramban that everybody struggles to work out. The Ramban says, number 10 on the sheets, Kedushin Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Ramban lists out a whole collection of mitzvahs which are not time-governed. They're not time-governed. And if they're not time-governed, women are obviously obligated to mekayim those mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, there are many, many examples which are not mentioned in the Mishnah. What are they? Moira v'kavid. Okay, kibudav, that's obviously not zman groma. Bikurim, fine, we now know why bikurim is not zman groma. V'chalo, kisei hadam, reishis hagez, matones, sfiras ha'oimeh. Prika, Tiina, Pidgin, Petach, Hamoir, etc., etc. Veroi, Vamitzvah, is Cain, says the Ramban, when you think about it, most mitzvahs actually are not Zman Groma. Fine. But in that list, tucked away there in the middle, is Sphira Soima. The Rambam disagrees, by the way. The Rambam says, Mefurosh, number 9 on the sheet, Silchus Tzmidin Umusafin, Mitzvah Zu, the mitzvah of Sphira Soima, Al Kol Ishmi Yisrael, B'chol Mokim, B'chol Zman, B'vanoshim V'avodim Peturim Imeno. Women are exempt from Sfiras Ayma. This is where we pass an halacha. You look in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says, Mishabura says quite clearly, women are exempt from Sfiras Ayma because it's a mitzvah sech, it's man groma. From Tez Zayin Nisan until Hey Sivan, that's when the zman of this mitzvah is. It's a mitzvah sech, it's man groma. Women are exempt. And the Ramban, strangely, has listed this as a mitzvah which is Ein Hazman Groma. is pshat. But according to the Yisayid of the Shagas Aryeh, we can begin to understand. When do we start counting Sfira Sa'ima? Tez Zayin Nisan. Does it say in the Torah anywhere Tez Zayin Nisan? No. It says the Torah number 3 on the sheets in Pashas Emor, Chav Gimel Tez Vav. Usfaratem lochem imocharas ashabos miyoim haviachem es oimer hatznufo. You start counting the oimer after you've brought the korban oimer. So what triggers the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer? Not the calendar date. The mitzias, the situation of bringing the korban oimer, that's machayev the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer. If 1 year, a bas koil will be yitzim in Hashemayim. Moirai v'raboisai. This year we're doing the korban omer in the middle of Elul. Say that. So in the middle of Elul you start counting Sfiras Omer. Why? It doesn't say in the Torah Elul. Say that. It doesn't say in the Torah Nisan either. It says whenever you bring the korban omer, that's when you start counting the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Yes,
Achnami.
If
you read it,
yeah, say that's the way you get into our Shiloh, where the Shavuos is dependent on the Eimer or not. But our Kapon in the midst of Sfiras Eimer, the Torah says, is dependent on Miyoyim Haviach Emes Eimer Atzunufu. And if that's the case, we understand the Ramban very well. That's why he maintains that Sfiras Eimer is not considered Zman Groma. Because it's not the calendar date that's Machai of the Mitzvah, it's the Matzav, it's the situation of Hakrovas Korban Oimer, whenever that may be. Now, of course, we know it's always dependent on Zman. We know they always brought the Korban on that day. But it's not the day that's Mechayev the Mitzvah. Fine. Problem is, as we just mentioned, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that Sfiras Oimer is a Mitzvah Sasesh Azman Groma. And this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens Lahalacha. So, suddenly, we have a lot of unraveling to do. Because it would seem to be Meirav Raboisai that the Rambam disagrees with the Yesod of the Shagas Aryeh. And it would seem to be that the Rambam will turn around and say, listen here, don't be fancy. I know that it's the Korban Omer which is Mechayev the Mitzvah, but come on, at the end of the day, when is that Korban Omer brought? On a specific calendar
date? Why is it Sfira? It could be the Ramban is holding Ikka Mitzvah Sfira to Omer is totally on the Omer.
And the Ramban?
And it's holding a totally on the Matan Torah.
Or Bizman Azeh.
Okay, I'm following your path. I'm following your path. But let's just express the question. If the Rambam tells us that Sfira to Omer is a Zman Groma, even though the Torah says quite clearly, Miyoyim Haviyach Emes Omer, so it would seem to be that the Rambam holds and disagrees with the whole Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, and he would say that no, any mitzvah which ultimately is dependent on time, even if it's not the time that's mechayev of the mitzvah, it's just the time brings about a particular situation that's mechayev of the mitzvah, nonetheless that's considered Zman Groma also. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. And therefore, even though the Torah does say quite clearly that the mitzvah of Bikurim is Miyom Haviyach Emes O'Ema, but says the Rambam, listen here, at the end of the day, when do you bring that korban? On a specific day. That's Zman Groma. I know the day is not Mechai of the Mitzvah. It's the situation which is Mechai of the Mitzvah. But any mitzvah which ultimately is dependent on Zman is considered Zman Groma. That it would seem to be the pshat in the Rambam. Well, if that's the case, we have to go back all the way to the beginning. And suddenly we're stuck again with Bikurim. Because if you're going to tell me that the Rambam is Chaylik and does not hold of the Yisayid of the Shagas Aryeh, so then why is Bikurim considered Eina's Mangrama? Why are women Mukhayb in Bikurim? Very nice, the Lomdus of the Shagas Aryeh, but it's not the time that's Machayev, it's the Simcha, it's the Peris Basada, but at the end of the day, that is itself dependent on time. It's from Shavuos to Sukkos, Chanukah. So at the end of the day, what is triggering this mitzvah? The Zman element. So why should women be Mechayev? And to that, we suggest a very simple answer, which is basically what the Olam are saying over here. Is that no? the Rambam agrees to Shagasari. The Rambam agrees to Shagasari. That wherever there's a mitzvah which is specifically governed by a particular situation, that's not Zman Grama. Even if that situation in turn comes about at a particular time. So what about Sfiras Ayinah? The Rambam might well turn around to you and say, listen, you didn't read the first half of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Usfartem lochem mi mocharas ha-shabos, which Chazal interpreted to mean not the day after Shabbos, the day after Yom Tov. So the first day Yom Tov is Tezvav Nisan, day after is Tezayin Nisan. Says the Rambam, it does say in the Torah a calendar date. It says, Mimochras HaShabbos. It's true. The Torah then continues and says, Miyem HaViyachem Es Omer HaTanufa. Fine. That's the Machlikas, Rambam and Ramban. According to the Ramban, the main Machayev of this mitzvah is Miyem HaViyachem Es Omer HaTanufa. It's not a calendar date, it's the situation of the Akrovas HaOmer. The Rambam agrees to him. In Londus, he just says he didn't read the Pasuk right. The Pasuk says, Mimocharas HaShabbos.
What happened to the Omer came a month later?
Oh! Now we need to ask, if for whatever reason the Korban Omer wasn't sacrificed, Bismano and a Baskoil came and said we're doing it a month later, maybe the Rambam would turn around to you and say, well, sorry, it says Mimocharas HaShabbos. The Ramban might well turn around and say, no, Miyom HaViyachem Esayim HaRatznufa. What triggers it is the carbon. It's true, the carbon is toila on Zman, but it's not the Zman that's Machayev the mitzvah. It's the carbon. If they delayed it 1 year, you delay Sefiras Omer as well. The Rambam says, I greet you in the Lomdus. I have no problem with your reasoning. I also follow the Svara of the Shagasari. And that's why I also consider Bikurim as an Eino Zman Groma. And maybe Kiddush Levana, and maybe Birchas Elanos, and maybe Birchas Achamo. Sefiras Omer is different because the Torah says Mefurash Mimochras HaShabbos, and if it says Mochras HaShabbos, the Torah has told me explicitly that the Zman element does play a factor, and it's toila on Zman and not on a situation. Therefore, the Rambam and the Ramban, instead of having some mega super duper machlokes in the whole principle of Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Groma, we have managed to limit it and say, no, it's a very tiny, little, small, local machlokes within the confines of Sefiras Omer. But generally, fundamentally, the Rambam agrees to the Ramban, he agrees to the Shagasari, that any mitzvah which is governed by a situation is not considered Zman Groma, even in the event that that situation is dependent on Zman. There is much, much more to be said on this subject. Let's just summarize what we said today. The Mishnah says quite clearly that Noshim are Mukhayev in Bikurim. And essentially the Mukhayev to recite Bikurim as well, just they can't because of a technicality. Why is that the case? The Mishnah tells us there are only specific times of the year they can make the mitzvah. Surely it's a Zman Groma. The Shagas Ari has told us his big Chiddush. It's true that it's dependent on time, but it's not the Zman that's Mukhayev the mitzvah, it's the situation of Simcha, or the situation of Peiros in the field. And according to that, we can well understand that women might well be mechuyev in Kiddush Levana, Birkas Achama, Birkas Oilana, is because all of these brachas, even though it's true that they all come about at limited and specific times of the year, but it's not that time that's mechuyev the mitzvah, rather it's a situation. Which situation? New moon, new tree, Chama B'Tkufoso, and that could be Pshat in the Ramban as well. That's why Sefiras Omer is not considered to be Zman Groma, because it's not the Zman that's Mechayev the Mitzvah, it's the Akrovas HaOmer. The Rambam who disagrees, he'll say no, in Sefiras Omer it is the Zman, because it says in Mocharas HaShabbos, but he could also well agree to the Yesod of the Shagas Ari, which is, again, any Mitzvah which is dependent on a situation, and that's what's Mechayev the Mitzvah, it cannot be considered Zman Groma, even if that particular situation is brought about only at specific times of the year. Yeah. We'll reconvene in the Shem next week. Oh. The last time. Oh, yes. Yeah,